If you're interested in buying a Tesla, the luxury electric car that's been getting a lot of buzz, you might soon have to do the deal online. Texas and Arizona have banned in-person sales of Teslas. New Jersey might be next. The issue is how Tesla sells. It's often without a dealer involved, directly to consumers. Reporter Elisa Roth in New York City takes us to one place where this happens.
There aren't any signs advertising 0% down. No garlands of triangular flags. There's not even a car lot. The Tesla store in Manhattan is in Chelsea. It's an expensive neighborhood that's known for its art galleries and fancy stores. If you didn't notice that the glass front says electric cars for sale, you could easily mistake it for just another gallery or shop.
Yeah, GPS especially. And then, well, actually, since you're in the south, you don't really need the Sub-Zero.
At the back of the store, Paul Stamm is helping a couple choose options for a new car. He's not a dealer. He's a senior ownership advisor. Bradley Spieler and Natasha Worley are standing across from him at a tall, sleek wooden table, contemplating choices like fog lights and shock systems.
So you want to leave it off for now, then?
Yeah.
Okay. Extended nap leather.
This is really the essence of the Tesla customer experience. More Apple store than your father's Oldsmobile dealer. Dermot O'Connell is Tesla's vice president of business development.
The typical experience with customers is to spend 2 to 3 hours with them over the course of several visits in order to help them understand the technology in general, the background of the company, and the merits of the vehicle specifically.
O'Connell says Tesla has to sell cars this way because it takes so much time to explain the merits of an electric car. When you buy a car from a dealer, the price of the car is usually negotiable. And then there are the extras. Take the car today and I'll throw in satellite radio. At Tesla, there's essentially one model for around $70,000. And the add-ons, like an amped-up sound system, also have fixed prices. But what Tesla calls transparency, dealers call a threat to the free market. Jim Appleton is president of the New Jersey Coalition of Auto Retailers, and his group says Tesla shouldn't be allowed to sell directly to consumers.
The franchise system that's followed by every other automaker in the marketplace gives the consumers several choices. They can buy from any one of a number of competing dealers, and that drives competition.
Tesla says it has plenty of competition from Mercedes and Cadillac and other luxury car makers, especially now that they're all coming out with electric vehicles.
What do you drive now?
BMW 528i sedan.
That's Bradley Spieler, the man you heard shopping a few minutes ago.
What about the whole shopping experience? Like, how is this different than what you experienced when you bought your BMW?
I don't feel like somebody's trying to hustle me. Like, when you go in, you know, traditional car dealerships, you know, so. I didn't get that car dealership dude vibe from him at all.
Tesla sells very few cars compared to other car makers. So the fight with franchise dealers isn't really about Tesla taking business away from them right now. Seth Berkowitz is COO of Edmunds, the car review website. He says that what the fight is about is that Tesla's working on a cheaper car that would have it competing in mainstream markets.
It's trying to make as much inroads as it can, as quickly as it can, while it's still small, knowing that as it gets larger, the fight will even be more intense in the future.
Tesla recently negotiated deals to stay open in Ohio, New York, and Washington. The company says it's fighting a ruling in New Jersey that says it has to close stores there by April 15th. For NPR News, I'm Elisa Roth in New York.